Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, a podcast. I have two special guests on today. They play for the Cave Girls volleyball team here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Alexa Sowers, an outside hitter and junior for the Cave Girls. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And Marissa Reyes, libero, a senior libero for the Cave Girls. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, did I say it right? Libero, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. So I want you guys, first of all, to kind of explain your jobs on the court, if you could.
Well, I play all around. So I play like as a back row and a front row. And in the front row, I just hit balls that are set to me. And then In the back row, I play defense. So it's very offense cool. And defense.
So you're the person that's most likely trying to destroy somebody else's face.
Exactly.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And you've done that.
Yes. This past
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
We played Roswell, and it was like the fifth hit or something like that. That I hit a ball to the libero's face, and the crowd went pretty wild. Wow. I guess.
Well done. Well done. I'll give you props for that one. Marissa, what about you?
Okay, so I'm the libero, and that's mainly like the defensive specialist position. Like, I only play defense in the back row, and that's pretty much just like digging and getting like the hardest balls possible up.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain to me why you wear a different uniform or a different jersey? Or what it symbolizes?
It practically symbolizes like, I don't want to say the best, but like probably like the person who has to work the hardest in the back row.
But you're the person that never comes out of the off the court. Is that right? Or you can sub in anywhere or something like that?
No, I actually have to sub out for a rotation.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, I stay in pretty much the whole time.
Okay. Very cool. Can you guys tell me, and you guys probably have different versions of this, but how you trained for volleyball this year to kind of get yourself prepared for the season?
The conditioning from last year to this year was like increased like tremendously. Like, we've done so much and we've gotten in good shape, and it's just like the normal stuff, like working on the basics and make sure like we're majoring in those and just make sure we have everything together as a team and work as a team and just talk.
Yeah.
The main thing was like communication this year.
Oh yeah. A lot of communication drills.
What do you guys do specifically? Because you hit and you dig a lot, right? That's a big part of what mm-hmm. you do for the team. So do you guys do separate drills, or do you guys all kind of do one uniform practice?
Well, we'll like split up at the beginning of practice, and hitters will hit, and like defense will pass and everything, and then we'll come together and like work as like a unit and everything.
Okay, very cool. Can I ask you guys why you love or like this sport as much as you do? What got you into it?
I'm very competitive, so volleyball is like a sport where you have to be like hyped up the whole game in order for you to like play good and play as a team, so that's why I like it.
Okay.
I don't know. I would watch it when I was younger, and a lot of older role models used to play for the Cave Girls. I watched them, and I was like, that looks like really fun, so I started playing.
So you got your own interest into it, and then your parents just said, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. That's pretty interesting. Would you guys say that you have good team chemistry throughout?
Oh, yes.
This year has been, like, amazing compared to last year. Like, we're such a little family. Like, it's our little unit.
That's awesome. What do you guys do to bond? I know that you guys, I mean, obviously you don't just have good chemistry and then you go home and don't talk to each other. You have to be friends, basically, to have that. What does it take?
Well, we're all just, like, so comfortable with each other, like, being open and everything that, I don't know, just in the locker room or even at school and, like, the classroom and everything, we're just, like, so close that it's, like, oh, like, we're sisters. Like, it doesn't matter, like, or anything.
That's nice. Yeah, that's definitely a good way to start off the season. And then, obviously, throughout the season, you aren't getting as tired of each other. Do you guys get tired of each other?
I mean, I can say we'll get mad at each other, but never tired of each other.
Are you guys happy with your positions? We talked about what you guys do specifically. Is that something that you've always wanted to do, or did you kind of get put into that position and start to maybe like it later?
I always wanted to be a hitter, so like I'm really excited that I got to be a hitter for like the past, what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. And I really like defense too, so like playing all the way around is something I like really appreciate and I'm proud of.
Would you say you have hops?
Absolutely.
Nice. I do. I like the confidence.
For my ethnicity, I have hops.
Oh, wow. Very good. Marisa?
For me, I was kind of just thrown into the position. Like when I started, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to set and obviously not hit. I'm not tall enough.
Yeah, she's short. Okay. She's very short.
So 8th grade, I would say, is when one of my coaches was like, you're going to do libero spot. And I just loved it since then.
Would you say you have like the soft angel hands to set?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes? It depends on the day.
It depends.
So we talked about the fact that you like to smash people in the face if possible. Have either one of you ever been hit in the face?
Nope.
Not even on accident in practice, a random flying ball?
I honestly don't remember it if it happened.
That might be something you need to look into, like a concussion or something. A concussion. That's a concern of mine now. I know you guys have great team chemistry. Obviously, that leads to a lot of funny moments, a lot of good memories and things like that. Do you guys have any specific funny memories that you might want to share?
Okay, so there is this one time at practice, coach was like, you guys need to go hard or we're going to run. So obviously, we were going to try our best. And a ball went flying to the net and one of our other hitters, Alyssa, goes and clotheslines herself with the net. So practice was done after that.
She called the practice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was so funny.
Was she laughing or was she not available for the time being?
She's definitely goofy. Like, she reminds me of a little
sloth. That's her spirit animal.
She was definitely laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have spirit animals?
Honestly, I don't ever think about that. I love animals, though.
I feel like for softball, one of my teammates called me a koala. I don't know why.
Interesting. Okay. Any other funny moments you have?
In the hotel rooms, we always have like a lot of fun because we always stay in one room together and we just like laugh. And would we forget like some of our uniforms or something? Like coach usually makes us run by the bus before we leave out of town. So like that's always fun. And then we have this one player on our team named Avriana Leos. She's always like falling
and kicking the ball.
She'll cuss, but it's not on purpose. I guess it comes out of instinct, and it's just like so funny. Like, she always makes us laugh.
So do you guys get I guess punished for things like this, but it's like it's okay because we understand that it's just funny?
Oh no, we definitely get like potty mouth push-ups.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Punishments like, oh, you guys are gonna go run.
But we like having fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
So tell me I get it. You guys have to, you know, dive for things and move around quite often. But, you know, what is the training, I guess, for conditioning? I know you guys said you run, but do you guys do, is it sprinting? Is it long distance? Is it fast, slow? What do you guys focus in on conditioning?
Well, for the most part, it's sprinting because the rallies are like, I don't know,
it's like more short burst.
Yeah.
Energy. Okay. Makes sense. Who would you guys say might be the role model that helped you get to where you are today in sports in general?
I would just say my mom. Like, she always pushed me to play because when I was in 8th grade, I played soccer. And to 9th grade, she was like, you should just try it. And I made varsity mine in 9th grade year. So
it worked out. Mm-hmm. And you liked it ever since. Mm-hmm. It was never a forced issue.
I mean, I loved it because, like, I just, like, kind of got thrown into it, and I was actually pretty good, I guess, going into it.
For me, it was my brother. Like, my parents would always say he was, like, gifted in a way because he was so good at sports, and as I grew, I was like, oh, hey, I want to try sports because I want to be better than him.
Okay. So there's a good sibling rivalry there.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Awesome. Do you guys still kind of go back and forth on
Yeah.
Good. Do you guys both play other sports? Could you tell me what that is and why you chose that sport as well?
I play tennis, and I was definitely thrown into that one too because I didn't want to play softball anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I actually really like it, and 2 years ago, me and Tyra Merle were district champs, so in doubles.
Good. For me, I play softball, and I kind of wanted to play it because my brother played baseball, so I started out as baseball when I was younger.
Okay.
And then I went on to softball, and I love it.
Awesome. Would you guys say which one is your favorite sport? Would it be volleyball or your alternative?
It comes with the seasons for me. Like, when I'm in volleyball, I'm so ready for tennis. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in tennis, I'm so ready for volleyball. So.
I agree with Lex. Yeah.
That's good. So you get a break. You get to switch it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marissa, this is for you specifically. Future plans. Do you have a college that you want to go to or a job you want to go into?
I'm really looking at going to Arizona for college, whether it's athletics or academics.
Anywhere in Arizona, or are you talking about U of A?
U of A.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Tucson's where you're eyeballing right now.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Do you have anything you feel like you want to major in or something that you're interested in?
I'm looking at international studies.
Okay. Awesome. You might be traveling a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, guys, I want to ask you both this question before we get into what I like to call rapid fire. Your favorite hobby or things that you like to do outside of school or athletics?
I could say this for the both of us. We both like hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you hunt? What have you gotten? What's your most proud moment hunting?
Honestly, I like hog hunting a lot, but that's in Texas.
Okay.
In my ranch in Texas.
For me, it's just like elk and deer. A lot of funny stories with those.
Can you share one? I'd love to hear one.
Okay, so I have a couple, actually. My brother took a friend out with us. It was first time hunting, and my dad forgot to, like, drain the antifreeze from the trailer, and he was making, like, the cup of noodles, and he got antifreeze in it, and my dad freaked him out, and he scared him and was like, oh, my God, don't drink that. You're going to die. So for the whole night, for the whole weekend, he didn't sleep or anything.
Wow. Interesting.
And, oh, yeah. And then for me, it was my hunt. I don't know why, but my dad or brother took out the clip, and then I spot a deer, so I get ready to shoot, and I don't have a clip in, and he runs away.
Wow. So you lost out on that opportunity completely.
Oh, yeah.
That opportunity didn't come back to you.
Nope.
Oh, man, that stinks. Do you have any? Do you have any stories?
Not really. I mean, all of mine are pretty funny, but I can't think of a specific one.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, we are sponsored by Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market, Kaleidoscoops, Ice Cream and More, Fashion Eyeworks, and Bowen Insurance. We want to thank them for their support of us and the community. Guys, are you ready for rapid fire?
Yes.
All yep. right, let's do this. You guys will just answer it one at a time. I'm going to throw them at you. You're just going to hit me back with your answer. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite candy?
Oh, gosh. Sour Punch straws, probably.
Ooh. Hershey almonds.
Nice. Favorite shoe brand?
Nike.
Vans.
Car.
Oh.
Truck.
Yeah, I like a truck.
Okay,
too.
Okay. Favorite food item?
Like steak and salad. I love steak and salad.
Okay. I love shrimp.
Okay, good. Favorite actor or actress?
Adam Sandler.
Mark Wahlberg.
Nice. Favorite class hour?
Definitely
my fourth hour, econ.
Okay.
I like seventh hour, which is volleyball. So.
Okay. Nice. Easy answer there. Favorite item you own?
My truck.
Okay. Favorite Kaleidoscoops ice cream flavor?
Birthday cake.
Barefoot brownie.
Favorite TV show?
Friends.
Wild and Out.
Okay. Very cool. Red or green chili?
Red.
Green. Green.
Favorite teacher?
Miss Johns.
Okay.
Oh, that is hard. Mr. Willingham.
Okay. Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Mild.
Favorite band or artist?
Oh, gosh.
Def Leppard.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think I have one.
Okay. So you just like a lot of things.
Yes.
Okay. Apple or Android?
Apple.
I love this question the most because every time I say it, people give me the worst look, like the dirtiest look. Like, are you kidding me? Duh, Apple. Guys, do you have any last words before we go of advice you might give to maybe a young athlete that wants to be, you know, successful in high school in athletics?
Stay motivated and
don't get down on yourself. Yes. Your teammates are always going to be there to pick you up. Like, just have faith and trust in God and everything, and you'll be good.
Awesome.
Be competitive.
Right? Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. I wish you the very best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.